Welcome to Module 2 of Horse Biz Bootcamp. This is Jen Verheeren from Cadence Coaching, and we are in Session 5. You may or may not already think of yourself as an entrepreneur. In some ways you are, and in some ways you're probably not. Either way, my hope is that by the end of this module, you will come to embrace horsepreneurship, as we like to call it, as a part of who you are in your business. The definition of the word entrepreneur is a person who organizes and operates a business or businesses, taking on financial risks in order to do so. Conventional wisdom says that an entrepreneur is someone who's passionate about the innovation, management, and development of businesses to the point that it doesn't even matter what the business is. Someone who will likely start multiple businesses because they simply love business. For most of us in the horse industry, this definition does not describe us. In fact, we tend to be accidental entrepreneurs in that we have cause to engage in the management of a business only due to the fact that we have chosen to turn our passion into a business. For our purposes, a horsepreneur is someone who creatively manages energy, time, people, and money in order to start, maintain, and grow a thriving horse business. A horsepreneur is someone who creatively manages energy, time, people, and money in order to start, maintain, and grow a thriving horse business. Yep, all those things. This program assumes that you're already fabulous at managing horses. It also assumes that you're probably pretty good at managing some of the other stuff, but that business itself is something that, until now, you've seen as a necessary evil that allows you to be able to do what you love. Consider that, as an entrepreneur, you manage time, people, money, and energy so well that you make your job easier and sustainable for many years to come. You're financially secure, and your career and riding ambitions are possible. The words creative and reactive consist of exactly the same letters, and they describe two opposing states that are very relevant to your business. When you're creative, you are implementing new ideas, making plans, growing, evolving, and intentionally making things happen. When you're reactive, you're hitting balls as they come, unable to see past what's right in front of you. You feel like you're at the mercy of your circumstances and using a lot of your energy just to maintain the status quo. Horsepreneurship requires and inspires a creative state that allows you to feel empowered within your circumstances, to move your business and your life forward along an intentional path, and ultimately enjoy your life and your work to the fullest. In this session, we're going to explore entrepreneurship and horsepreneurship as it applies to us and our horse businesses. So I'm going to have you do two important exercises that will help lay the foundation for the transformation of your job into a business. The first one is an energy audit that will help you take a look at how you spend your time and reprioritize so that you're spending more time on activities that you love and are profitable, and less time on activities you don't love and are not profitable. The second is an exercise that will help you identify and plug any leaky holes that you have in your business. It'll highlight any places where you're wasting or losing time, energy, or money. So listen to the rest of this audio and then take the time to work through each of these two exercises in your training notebook. I want to talk a little bit about managing time. So here's the deal. If I were to sneak a peek at your calendar, I should be able to tell by looking at how you spend your time what things are the most important to you. Your schedule should reflect your intentions and your values. So much of the time, most of us feel like A, we don't have enough time, and B, we're at the mercy of our schedules. These are stories. They are not real. The truth is that we all have the same amount of time, and it's enough. We all have the power to change our schedules or to change the way we think about our schedules. You have one life to lead. Lead it. One of the shifts I'll be asking you to make over and over during this program is to think about running your business instead of letting your business run you. How you spend your time and organize your schedule is an important part of having a profitable business and being happy. Be the CEO of your time. Do an energy audit. Some things you feel out of control of when it comes to your schedule can be solved by creating and leveraging policies and processes that can support your clients while allowing you to streamline your days for better efficiency. When you let things like phone calls, emails, last-minute schedule changes, Facebook checking, farrier and vet appointments, habitual client demands, or drama continually hijack your schedule, it contributes to keeping you in reaction, and you will always feel like you're playing catch-up, running late, and like you don't have enough time. You will feel out of control. In the energy audit, I'm going to ask you to take a look at all the activities that you do. You're going to decide which ones are high vibe and bring you joy or give you energy, and which ones are low vibe and suck your energy. You're going to decide which ones are profitable and which ones are not. This exercise is totally not relevant if you have a 9-to-5 job or you're on salary. But it matters a great deal when you're a business owner and you need to run your business and life as efficiently as possible. Once you've completed the energy audit, consider the low vibe, low revenue activities in the lower left-hand side of the quadrant. Brainstorm about ways that you can maximize your high-value activities and delegate or limit your low-value ones. Plug your leaky holes. So next, take some time to do the leaky holes exercise that's also in your training notebook. Where are you leaking or possibly hemorrhaging time, energy, or money in your business? A leaky hole is anything that causes you to waste precious resources. Habits, reoccurring inefficiencies, stuff you don't need, systems that aren't working, things that bug you but that you tolerate, things you procrastinate on, or decisions that you've been putting off can all be leaky holes. When you're a horsepreneur, leaky holes in your personal life can affect your business, so please include those on your list. Once you've completed the energy audit and your leaky holes list, brainstorm some ways that you can plug your leaky holes and use your energy and talents more efficiently. Here is a list of ideas that my clients often implement with great results. These are just ideas. Some of them will apply to you and some of them won't. Create and fiercely protect office hours that you use to return calls, do email, handle scheduling issues, and perform other administrative tasks. Clump like activities together. Switching gears uses up a lot of energy unnecessarily. Teach, ride, and do admin tasks in big blocks of time so you're not switching back and forth all day long. You may start with a lot of excuses as to why this is not possible for you, but be open. It is possible. Treat your own horses as if they are your VIP clients. Put them in your schedule and protect their time if that's important to you. Keep your brain free of to-dos. Write things down as they occur to you so you don't spend energy trying to keep track of them. Use your office hours to handle them. I like to think of my office hours as a bucket. And throughout the day, I just have a little bucket list and I write down the things that belong in that bucket that I'm going to do during my office hours. Train and build up the credibility of your staff in their own eyes and in the eyes of your clients so that you can delegate important tasks to them that you might ordinarily do yourself. Communicate with your clients as a group consistently so they understand your schedule and can help rather than hinder your productivity. My riding students have a regular schedule that stays the same seasonally every week. And so if one of them needs to change an appointment, she will contact another one of my students and they do it behind my back. So they don't have to contact me at all. It's awesome. Create a culture of punctuality. Train your students to warm up on their own and let them know that you expect them to be mounted and warmed up at their lesson time. If they're not, explain that they're using up their own lesson time. You are committed to starting the next lesson on time out of respect for your next student or your next horse. You'll be late every now and then due to the nature of working with animals, but to let them know that you make every effort to stay on time and you expect them to as well. Make everything you do regularly in your business easily replicable. Have email templates for new clients, late payments, schedule reminders, etc. Make sure your job descriptions are up to date and written down. Have your staff help with this. Make your hiring and firing processes for both staff and clients very clear so that you don't waste tons of time, energy, and money on these two things. Require payment in advance so you support your client's commitment to your services and quit wasting time trying to collect after you've already rendered services. Decide what needs to be delegated so you can spend more time on higher value activities and figure out a way to hire an assistant. There are an infinite number of examples of these kinds of small changes in your business that can have really big results. We'll go into some of these more in depth in the next couple of sessions, but for now, just make a list of changes that might be beneficial for your business. Don't rule anything out at this point. Anytime a not enough money or not enough time tape begins to run in your head, set it aside and write down the idea anyway. All right, managing money. Just the idea of figuring out my finances and looking at my numbers used to make me nauseous. And these days, I know a lot of brilliant young horse professionals who have great billing and bookkeeping systems. They send out neat invoices with their logos on the top and are generally strategic about their finances. This was not me. I don't think I even knew what an invoice was a few short years ago. If you feel resistance, with a capital R, big or small, at the mere mention of the word finances, you are so not alone. When I was leading coaching programs for women business owners, they would come into the program not knowing their numbers at all, and they were scared to talk about figuring out their numbers. What I have learned is that it is the unknown and the uncertainty that's scary, not the numbers themselves. Not knowing how to get started, where to look, or how to figure it all out is the scary part. The numbers themselves, no matter what they are, instill confidence once you know them. Neither I nor anyone else can figure out your finances for you. What this program is designed to do, however, is to hold your hand a little bit, to help you unravel the mysteries of how to get started, who to ask for help, and to discover how liberating and empowering it is to know your numbers. During this program, you'll begin to think strategically about your finances if that's not something that you've done in your business up to this point. I'm going to request right now that you start to research or track both your personal and your business expenses. These do not need to be detailed or exact. They don't need to be broken down into accounts. If you already have some reports to look at or know them off the top of your head, great. In the next session, you're going to create a simple economic model for your business. Don't let the sound of that intimidate you. This is a really fun and enlightening exercise that can help you make some powerful decisions about your business. You'll need a few simple numbers in order to create the economic model. Estimates of your total annual personal expenses, an estimate of your total business expenses, and how much savings you'd like to have in the bank at the end of the year or the end of 1 year. This is just dipping your little toe into your finances. Believe me, the water is warm, but you've got to start somewhere. If you're someone who has a good bookkeeping system and you can produce a P&L or a balance sheet when you need one, or you just love the numbers part of your business, please jump in on the Facebook group and on the coaching calls to share your knowledge, your ideas, and your experience. We need you. If, on the other hand, you feel some resistance coming up around the finances part of the program, it is totally natural and is, in fact, part of the reason that you are here. Begin to think of that resistance as a green light rather than a red light. You're listening to this right now for a reason. It's time to get to the other side of that resistance. Baby steps. Just gather your projected expenses for the next year. That is all.